弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Isaiah.
五十五章。
Chapter 55.
以赛亚五十五
Isaiah 5, chapter 55,
最后的十三节
The very last verse, verse 13.
弟兄姊妹都翻到了以赛亚书五十五章第十
三节 Brothers and sisters, after you've found the place of Isaiah 55, verse 13,
松树长出代替荆棘弟兄姊妹特别注意那个代替这个字
Brothers and sisters, please pay a special attention to the phrase instead of
松树长出代替荆棘番石榴长出代替蒺藜这里又是一个代替
Again, we see the phrase instead of
这要为耶和华留名作为永远的证据不能剪除我们再来看六十一章
Chapter
61 我们来看第三节
Verse 3
六十一章第三节
Chapter 61 Verse 3
是瓦官遇西安悲哀的人代替灰尘这里又是一个代替、
Again we see here、In Chinese it says replacement To replace But in our English translation Simply、you give something for something else
好喜乐油代替悲哀赞美衣代替忧伤之灵使他们称为公义树是耶和华所栽的叫他的荣耀就是叫耶和华能够得着荣耀
So that the Lord will be glorified
哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter 10
哥林多后书第十章
Second Corinthians chapter
10请你念好了、我们从第三节念到第五节三到五
Verse 3 to 5 Second Corinthians chapter 10 For though we walk in the flesh we do not war according to the flesh For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
我想这个话不是对着不信的人讲的。
These words are not spoken to unbelievers.
我想这是对着哥林多圣徒、哥林多的教会讲的话。
Instead, they are spoken to the Corinthian saints, to the church.
我想这里的计谋第三节说讲啊第五节说讲各样的计谋计谋就是 reasoning 啊这是我们的魂里面的那个 mind 是我们的心思意念里面的
Here verse 5 the, casting down arguments it speaks of the、soul the mind in your soul your reasoning
底下说各样拦阻人认识神的那一些至高之事
And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
我想这个至高之事就是我们的 will, 我们的意志来讲的。
And this high thing that exalts itself speaks of our will.
就是把我们自己抬高，高于神，与神来对立，与神的旨意相对立。
That is, we exalt ourselves higher than God to be opposed to God.
这里是讲到 will, 我们的也是我们魂里面的那个 will, 是意志。
It also speaks of the will in our soul.
最后讲又讲人各样的心意都毁这个心意包括我们整个我们的魂我们的心思我们的意念我们的情感我们的意志让我们都能够归向基督顺服基督
and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ speaks of the whole soul, speaks of the mind, the will, the emotions, and the thoughts, so that the whole being could be brought to the obedience of Christ.
所以我想保罗在这里讲的那个坚固的营垒乃是指着哥林多圣徒的那个魂来讲，整个魂来讲的。
So when Paul speaks of this stronghold, I believe he speaks of the soul of the whole Corinthian church.
保罗说：“我要靠着神的大能把它攻破掉。”
Paul says that by the power of God, I will tear you down.
好，我们最后来看加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Lastly, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我想这些圣经我们都会的背，也 都很熟，可能我们也会的讲。
I suppose we all know this verse very well. We could memorize it or even expound it.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面。活着，我想，念到这里，我想我们都没有什么问题。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And I suppose when we read it up to here, we have no question at all as to it.
我们很理解这句话什么意义。
We can understand it quite well.
因为我已经与基督一同钉在十字架上了。
Because I have been crucified with Christ.
所以一些活着的。不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
So it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me.
我想这也很容易解释。
It's easy to explain.
但是你再念下去，这里就有一个很大的矛盾在那里。
But as you continue to read on, there is a great controversy here.
不知道弟兄姊妹念这些圣经有没有这样的一个这个问题。
I don't know, when you read this verse, have you ever had this kind of question?
我想我念这些圣经，我有了一个问题。
As I read it, I have this question.
并且我如今在肉身活着，并且我如今在肉身活着。我们应该翻译 the life I live in the body. 这个如今我肉身活着。你看保罗说我上面不是讲我已经与基督同钉十字架了吗？活着不再是我，怎么现在一下子我有肉身又活在这里呢
？Now.Next saying is, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Didn't Paul just say that I've been crucified with Christ? How come he's saying again, I'm living in my body, in my flesh?
他不是说我已经与基督同钉十字架，活着的不再是我了吗？现在怎么我如今肉身活着的，我还活在那里啊？
Didn't he just say, I've been crucified with Christ, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me?Why is again he says that I'm still living in my body, in my flesh?
弟兄姊妹，不知道你念这个一节圣经，你怎么来解释这段话
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know when you read this verse, how do you explain it?
你有没有感觉到这是一个很大的矛盾
？Have you thought there is a great contradiction here?
那你到底有没有与基督同钉死呢
？Have you really been crucified with Christ?
你同钉死了，你现在就不应当活着了。什么是你肉身活着的？现在我如今活着的，在肉身活着的，还是我在那里活着？
If you have been crucified with Christ, why is it the one who is living in the flesh is still I?
他说我如今肉身活着的是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我想等会我们一起来交通分享这段经文。
I think I will fellowship on this verse later on.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
父啊，我们来到你的跟前，我们要称颂那位至高的神。
Father, as we come before you, we want to sing praise of the very one who is the Most High.
我们要乘着一个感恩的心。我们一起来敬拜你。
With heart of grace, we'll come together to worship you.
主，你是这样的眷顾我们，真是眷顾我们，像一个高贵的人。
Lord, you have taken care of us so much, like you are taking care of a noble people.
你加给我们的珍贵和荣耀，我们就说我们是不配的。
We can only say that The nobility and the glory you have bestowed upon us, we are so unworthy of.
主啊，你的救恩是何等的好大。
How tremendous your salvation is.
今天我们成了何等的人。
Today, what kind of people we have become of.
主是你的爱。
Lord, it is through your love.
不是我们先爱你，是你先爱了我们。
It's not that we love you first, but you have loved us first.
你爱我们的心，我们知道，我们也信，因为神就是爱。
The love you have toward us, we know and we believe because God is love.
主基督，当我们还软弱的时候，就替我们死。
Lord Christ died for us even when we were yet weak.
因着他一次的为我们的罪受死受苦，义的代替不义的，能够把我们引到神的跟前。
Because once for all, he suffered for our sins.That the one who knew no sin became sin, and he was able to lead us before God.
如今我们能够侍立在你的跟前，我们来敬拜、来侍奉、来赞美我们的神。
Today we can stand before you to worship you, to serve you, to praise our God.
感谢我们的主，你与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you that you are with us.
这是你的家，是你的居所。
This is your house, and this is your dwelling place.
这里也是你宝座所在之地。
And this is where you are enthroned.
这也是你脚杖所搭的地方。
And this is where your feet have stepped on.
主，你要与我们同在，与我们同住，在我们中间来往。
Lord, you will be with us, you will dwell with us, and you will go in the midst of us.
愿我们的主，你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit of God move freely among us.
你的灵在哪里，哪里能够得以自由。
Because where your spirit is, there is the liberty there.
主求你真是释放我们的灵。
Oh, Lord, set free our spirit.
释放你讲员的灵，释放我们翻译的灵。
Set free the spirit of the speaker and also the translator.
也释放我们在座每一位属于你儿女的灵。
And also every child of yours sitting here, set free their spirit.
主让一切的派子都在我们的跟前除去。
So that all the veil can be taken away from us.
主与我们同在，向我们显现。
Oh Lord, be with us and show yourself to us.
我们所求的就是你的同在。
What we are asking for is your presence.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we simply look on you.
给你的仆人有话语。
Give your servant your word.
不是字句，都是敬意。
Not the letters, but the spirit.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your word is the spirit and the life.
你的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
Your life is powerful and living.
像两刃的利剑，能够把我们的灵和魂、骨肌和骨髓。都能够刺破开，连我们心里面的心思意念都能够辨明。
Sharper than the two-edged sword, even to the piercing of the division of the soul and spirit, the marrow and the bones, and is a discerner of our hearts and intents.
主啊，我们的眼目仰望我们的主，我们的心依靠我们的主。
Oh Lord, our eyes are upon you, and our hearts depend on you.
怜悯你的教会，施恩给我们。
Be merciful to your church and be gracious to us.
愿耶和华在锡安能够施恩给我们。
May the Lord in Zion give us your grace.
与我们同在。
Oh, do be with us.
这样祷告祈求是因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，我想今天我们还是来交通极大又宝贝的，有宝贝又极大的应许。
Today, I suppose we'll continue to fellowship on the exceedingly great and precious promise.
这应该是第三讲。
I believe this is the third session.
我想今天可能还是讲不完。
And I don't believe we can finish it all today.
假如神还允许的话，明年我再来同弟兄姊妹交通。
Lord willing, next year I will come back again to fellowship with you on the same theme.
我们知道神给我们极大又宝贝的应许有很多。
We know the exceedingly great and precious promises that God has given to us are so many.
所以彼得后书在这里那里讲的那个应许是多数的。
Therefore, in 2 Peter, the promises are in plural form.
我想最少在彼得前后书给我们看见有三个又宝贝又极大的应许。
In 1 and 2 Peter, we could see at least three exceedingly great and precious promises.
我想我们这几次都是在交通，那一个。 有极大有宝贝的应许，就是使我们脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，叫我们能够与神的性情能够有份。
For the past two sessions, we have been sharing on the exceedingly great and precious promise. It's God's promise that we would be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world through lust.
神的神能已经把生命和金钱的事已经给了我们。
God's power, divine power, has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
因为我们认识了那位用荣耀和美德造我们的主。
Through the knowledge of Him who called us by His glory and virtue.
所以他招我们是用他的美德和荣耀，他也要教我们能够成为他的荣耀，有他的那个美德。
He called us through His glory and virtue, but He wants us to become His glory and His virtue.
脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，与神的性情有份。
So that we could be partakers of the divine nature of God, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world.
什么是神的性情？
What is the God's divine nature?
我上次就交通过以弗所第四章给我们看，看了很清楚。保罗讲，你们要穿上新人，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的公义和圣洁，有真理的公义和圣洁，这就是神的性情。
Last time I shared with you in Ephesians 4 that we have put on the new man who is created according to him in true righteousness and holiness, and this is the divine nature of God.
这里没有讲到神的爱。
Here it does not speak of God's love.
今天我们很注意神的性情就是爱，所以我们也要爱。
Today, whenever we speak of the attributes of God, we emphasize on love, so that's why we need love.
但是保罗在这里没有讲神就是爱。
But here Paul does not say God is love.
是有真理的公义和圣洁。
Instead, he says true righteousness and holiness.
他注意的是那个公义和那个圣洁。
What he emphasizes is righteousness and holiness of God.
什么是神的义？
What is God's righteousness?
我想神的义是一个完美、完整、一个完全的义。
I believe God's righteousness is a complete, perfect righteousness.
就是没有一点点的过错的义。
Without any faults.
是绝对公平、公正的那个义。
Absolutely, completely righteous.
这个义绝对是没有一点玷污的那个义。
Without any spots.
我想这是神的义。
And I believe this is God's righteousness.
当然，这个义里面包含着神的爱在里面。
Of course, within it, it includes God's love.
我想这就是神的性情。
And I believe this is God's divine nature.
我想保罗在罗马书第八章也有这么一段话。就是同彼得的那一个这个看法是一样的。
In Romans 8, Peter, Paul also says so, which is in accordance to Peter's understanding.
他说万事都相效力，叫爱神的人能够得到益处。
He says that all things work together for good to those who love God.
就按照他旨意所招的人。
Those who are called, who are the called according to His will.
他预先知道的就。预先定规下来。
Whom he foreknew, he predestined.
预定的什么呢？
What did he predestine for?
磨成他儿子的那一个形象。
He predestined them to be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
让他的儿子在许多的弟兄中能够作为长子。
So that his son could be the firstborn among many brethren.
他预先定下的就招他们来。
Whom he predestined, these he also called.
招来的人又称他们为义。
Whom he called, these he also justified.
称义的又叫他们得着荣耀。
Whom he justified, these he also glorified.
叫我们得着荣耀。
To glorify us.
什么是荣耀？
What is glory? I mentioned the last time.
神的荣耀就在我们身上看见了神的形象，看见了基督的那个样子，这叫荣耀。
Glory is when people can see the image of Christ, the nature of God, and this is called glory.
这是他召我们预先定规下来的旨意。
This is the very purpose that he predestined when he called us.
所以这同彼得是一样的，一个极大有宝贝的应许，就是这个与神的性情能够有份。
So Paul says the same thing, the exceedingly great and precious promise is to become partakers of God's nature.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道神整个旨意的中心 整个意念的中心，整个计划的中心，整个工作的中心就是这个。
Brothers and sisters, we know that the very center of God's purpose, plan, and thought is this.
让我们能够摸成他儿子的形象，有神的那个性情。
So that we could be conformed to the image of His Son, and we could be partakers of His divine nature.
有神的性情，有基督的形象是做什么呢？
And what is this all for? Having the image of Christ, having the divine nature of God.
最终让我们成为一个宝贝的材料，建造新耶路撒冷。
In the end, we will become the precious material to build the new Jerusalem.
在今世，在来世，一直在永世的里面，叫神得着荣耀，叫我们得着荣耀。
In this age, in the age to come, even in eternity, that God could be glorified, and so are we.
弟兄姊妹，没有什么能够摸到神的心像这样。
Now, brothers and sisters, nothing else could ever touch God's heart like this.
出在宇宙中间。神只有这一个心，没有其他的心。
In the whole universe, God's only heart is on this, nothing else.
弟兄姊妹，我们要做一个爱主的人。
Brothers and sisters, we want to become those who love God.
我们要做一个能够满足主心意、叫神喜悦的人。我们一定要有这样的意象，一定有这个启示，一定要有这样一个看见。
To become those pleasing to God, we have to have this kind of insight, this kind of revelation and vision.
不是我们为主做多少功的问题。
It's not a matter of how many works you've done for the Lord.
不是我们为主跑多少腿的问题。
Nor how many errands you could have run for him.
不是我们这样的热心的问题。
Nor is a matter of your zeal.
也不是我们今天所谓的要奉献全世界来侍奉神，做一个全世界的工人。
Nor is a matter of whether we should go into full-time service as a full-time worker.
也不是说我们大发热心要到海外、到国外去做宣教士来传福音，都不是这个问题。
No, nor is a matter that we become so zealous for the Lord that we should go overseas to be a missionary. No,
也不是像今天有很多的教会要到国外去，特别是那些非洲贫穷落后的那些国家，有很多 AIDS 病的那些病人去服侍他们，使他们贫穷的国家能够变成一个富足的国家，都不是这个问题。
Now, nor like the many churches who send out people to those destitute, those poor countries, especially in Africa, those people with AIDS problems, in order to help them to become affluent, to be strong. No, none of it concerns this.
弟兄姊妹，以上我所讲的，这都不能摸到主的那个心。
Brothers and sisters, all those I've mentioned could not touch the Lord, God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，神的心我们应当了解明白。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know and understand where God's heart stands.
他要我们有神的形象。
He wants us to become partakers of His divine nature.
他要我们能够磨成他儿子的那个样式。
To be conformed to the image of His Son.
弟兄姊妹，我们都记得有一段圣经，提摩太前书第三章。现在保罗讲你们对提摩太说，你要知道在神的家里怎么样行。
Brothers and sisters, we all know in 1 Timothy Paul said this to Timothy as to how he should conduct himself in the house of God.
这家就是神的教会。
This house is the church of the living God.
真理的磐石和根基。
The very foundation of the pillar and the truth.
接下来他说，大在金钱的奥秘，无人不以为然。
And then he continues to say that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
什么是大在金钱的奥秘呢？
What is this great mystery of godliness?
弟兄姊妹，他接下来讲了，神在肉身中显现。
He continues on saying that God is made manifest in the flesh.
大在金钱的奥秘就是神在我们的肉身中显现出来。
Now this great mystery of godliness is simply that God reveals himself in our flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Justified by the Spirit.
被天使看见。
Seen by angels.
哦，这句话很重要。被天使看见。
This phrase is extremely important. Seen by angels.
这个奥秘是那个叫天使看见的。
This mystery should be able to be seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
Preach among the Gentiles.
被世人信服。
Believed on by the world.
被接到 荣耀里去。
And received up in glory.
弟兄姊妹，这里是讲的那个大灾金钱的奥秘，是指着教会那个集体来讲的。
Brothers and sisters, this great mystery in godliness speaks of the whole church corporately, not individually.
弟兄姊妹，先从我们个人做起，然后我们看见整个教会能够把那个大灾的金钱的奥秘，就是神在我们肉身中能够显现出来。
It starts from us individually, and then gradually extends to the whole church. Then people could see that this great mystery of godliness is being revealed in flesh.
就是神的神性和人的人性调和在一起。
That is, God's divine nature is now combined with human nature.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是个金钱的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is the mystery of the God.
神的神性和人的人性调和在一起，去做我们的肉身，去做我们的人性，能够把这位神能够彰显出来。
God's divine nature and our human nature is now combined together through our flesh, through our being, that God's godly of God can be now revealed.
神的神性能够吸收我们的肉身，吸收我们的人性，能够流露出来，发表出来，表现出来，彰显出来，叫人能够看见。
Now God's nature can now be revealed through our flesh, through our bodies, so people could see it.
我们看见神的神性充满在我们整个人。
We see that God's divine nature fills us up.
不但是充满我们的灵
，not only fills our spirit，
充满我们的魂
，also fills our soul，
最后充满我们的身体
，in the end it fills our body。
神不但活在我们的灵里面，神要活在我们的魂里面，神要活在我们的身体里面。
Not only does he live in our spirit, in our soul, but also he lives in our body.
他不但同我们的灵调和成为一致，要同我们的魂调和成为一致，最后同我们的身体调和成为一致。
Not only will he be combined together with our spirit, with our soul, and in the end with our body, everything is combined together in one.
不但在我们灵里面有基督的生命，充满基督的生命。
Not only our spirit, it will be filled with the Christ life.
有神的性情，有神的成分。
With God's image, with God's ingredients.
并且我们的魂里面也被他的生命充满，有神的性情，有神的成分。
But even our soul will be filled with Him, with His divine nature, with His ingredients.
最后，我们的身体也被基督的那个生命、他的性情、他的成分所充满。
In the end, even our body will be filled with Christ's image, with His ingredients, and with His divine nature.
弟兄姊妹，这是大灾金钱的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, this is the great mystery of godliness.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我曾经好几年，我想到，王国贤有一句话。
Brothers and sisters, for many years, I've always remembered something Brother Wang Guoxian said.
他说我们本来是什么，当我们不信主的时候，我们是一垃圾，我们是垃圾。
He said, what were we before we believed in God? We were simply trash.
甚至于我们是一块臭的肉，烂的肉，已经出蛆的一块肉。
Even we were the stinking of flesh that's rotten.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们本来没有信主以前的那个本相。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what we were before we believed in the Lord.
这样一块臭肉、烂肉，已经出蛆的肉。
This kind of stinking, rotten, flesh with maggots.
能不能烹饪成为一道很美味的一道菜呢
？Now, can you turn this into a delicious meal?
我想就是全世界最高级的厨师，我想他也没有这个办法。
I suppose even the greatest chef in the whole world couldn't do it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这不但是神迹大的那个奥秘，大在金钱的奥秘啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is not only the great mystery of God's godliness.
这里给我们看见神的极大的能力，极大的智慧。
Here we also could see the tremendous wisdom and power of God.
We can feel God's
And in a way, we sense the tremendous perseverance, love, and grace of God. So that we could be conformed to the image of the Lord from glory to glory.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫用上加荣啊？
Brothers and sisters, what is this from glory to glory?
我记得有弟兄他解释着，用上加荣就是我们经过一个患难，一个艰苦，又是一个患难，又是一个艰苦。经过一个患难，我们就多一点荣耀；经过一些患难，我们就多一点荣耀；经过一点困苦，我们就多一点荣耀。所以是荣上还要加上荣。
One brother explained this in such a way that to go from glory to glory simply is that you go from one hardship to another affliction. Every time you go through one affliction, your glory is increased a bit, and next you go through the next hardship, so goes your glory also.
哎呀，遇到一个讨厌的人，又遇到一个讨厌的人。
Now you would come across a repulsive person, and then again another one.
哎呀。所以叫我们这个荣上又加上荣耀。
And this simply gives us this from glory to glory.
我觉得这解释也很好。
I believe that this is a very good explanation of this verse.
我想我是这样解释。
But I would explain it in such a way.
荣上加荣。
That from glory to glory.
不但我们的那一个灵里面有了荣耀。
Is that not only there will be this glory in our spirit.
我记得罗马书应该是第八章第十七节保罗有句话
Now I remember this is in Romans 8 verse 17 Paul says this
他说基督落在你们的里面你们身体因罪而死你们的灵因义而活
If Christ is in you your body is dead because of sin but your spirit is alive because of righteousness
感谢神
We thank God.
什么时候我们因信称义
Whenever we are justified by faith,
我们的灵就活过来了
then our spirit is quickened.
我们的灵里面有了生命，基督成了我的生命，在灵里面。
And there is this life, the life of Christ in my spirit.
并且基督同我的灵成为一个灵。
And also the Christ spirit and my spirit are now joined to be one.
哥林多前书我们记得的第六章他说与基督与主联合的就是与主成了一个灵
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 we read that he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him
我们就看见基督的生命就充满在我们的灵里面
Now we see that Christ's life fills us within our spirit
弟兄这是什么这是荣耀
Brother and sister what is this this glory
但是还不够
But that's not enough
这个荣耀还要从我们灵里面要扩展到我们的魂里面
This glory shall expand from our spirit into our soul.
我们知道罗马书第五章有这么一句话。
And Romans 5 we read.
好像第十节还是哪一节。
Maybe it's in verse 10.
他说一人的过犯死就因一人做了王。
Through one man's offense that death reigned through the one.
何况我们这些受洪恩蒙神所赐义的人。
Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the grace of righteousness.
我们的主耶稣岂不因着主耶稣一人在我们的生命里面做王吗
Shall reign in our life through the one Jesus Christ.
我们就看见这个灵里面的那个生命就扩展到我们的魂的那个生命里面去了。
Now you see the life in your spirit has been expanded to the life of your soul.
他在我们的魂里面做王了，做主了。
He is now reigning, controlling our soul.
叫我们的魂、我们的心思、我们的意念、我们的意志、我们的情感，都成了神的情感、神的意志、神的那一个，心思意念。
So that our mind, our thought, our emotion, and our will have now become God's.
我们与神联合成为一致了。
And now we're united with God in one.
我们的魂完全让神在那里掌管了。
Our soul is now yielding to God's control.
弟兄姊妹，这我就可以来用这段话来解释我们刚才我们读的加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Now, brothers and sisters, I would like to use these verses to explain the verse in Galatians 2:20 we just read.
保罗讲，我如今活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
Paul says that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me.
接下来他说，我如今肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
And then he continues, the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
前面那个爱，我与基督同钉十字架那个爱，是我的那个。老旧的那个爱
Now the
old eye.
The first eye is the old eye, the old man.
这个爱就是凭着自己而活的。
Who lives by his own will.
是以我为中心的。
This eye is eye-centered.
是我来决定的。
I will decide all things.
是我的心是我的意念。
It's all my mind, my thought.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们是得救了，我们重生了，我们的灵活过来了，但是我们还在活在这种光景的里面。今天有很多神的儿女是活在这种光景的里面。
Brothers and sisters, although we are saved, our spirit is quickened, but there are so many brothers and sisters are still living in this kind of condition.
你还是活在那个老我的、旧我的里面。
You're still living in your old man.
但是保罗接下来。他所讲的那一句话
And then what Paul says as he continues
现在基督在我生命里面做王了
Now Christ in my life reigns
这个生命是我们魂的那一个生命
And this life is our soulish life
我现在不是一个 old eye 我现在是个 new eye
I'm no longer an old eye but I am a new eye
是的都是 I
Yes We're all talking about eyes.
但是这个爱不一样了
But this eye is different from the other.
是个新的爱了
It's a new eye.
这个爱是不再以己为中心，是以基督为中心了
Who is no longer self-centered, but Christ-centered.
不再为自己活，为主而活的那个爱了
Who no longer lives for him or herself, but for Christ.
不是凭自己活，是凭着圣灵，凭着主而活的那个爱了
Who lives no longer by himself, but lives by God, the Holy Spirit.
这个爱是从基督调和在一起了。
And this eye has been now combined with Christ.
是基督的生命充满在我的里面。
So the Christ life now fills within me.
是他的性情能够在我里面有份。
His divine nature, now I have a part of it.
弟兄姊妹，我想这样解释就没有什么矛盾了。
So brothers and sisters, as I explained it in such a way, I do not believe there is any contradiction
不是我已经消失掉了，没有了。
It's not that I disappeared,
我还在。
I still exist.
但是我没有地位了。
However, I do not have any status.
我一点分量都没有。
Without any weight whatsoever.
我不是老板了，我不是主人了。基督是主人，基督是王，基督是老板了。
I'm no longer the boss, the master, but Christ is the king, is the boss, the master.
你看见吗？这个老板完全换掉了。
Do you see that this boss has been changed?
是他在我魂里面做主了。
Now he reigns in my soul.
他充满，不但充满在我的灵里面，他也充满在我的魂里面。
Not only does he fill in my spirit, but also in my soul.
不但我的灵里面有神的性情，有神的成分，我魂里面也充满着神的性情，神的成分。
Not only he fills me with his divine nature and image in my spirit, but also he fills me with the same in my soul.
弟兄姊妹，我们就看见荣耀又加上的荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, here we see from glory to glory.
有一天，这个荣耀还要更多的荣耀。
Until that very day, that glory will bring in even more glory.
那就是我们主再来的时候。
That's the day when our Lord returns.
我们记得哥林多后书第五章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 4, we remember.
保罗说我在帐篷里面劳苦叹息。
Paul says that I groan being burdened in this tent.
我不是愿意脱去这个，我是愿意穿上那一个。
Not that I want to be unclothed, but I want to be further clothed.
好叫那必死的当然指着我们的身体必死的被生命吞灭了被这个生命吞灭了
So the mortality which speaks of our flesh could be swallowed up by life
当主再来的那一天
On the day when the Lord returns
我们整个身体要改变
Our whole bodies will be transferred
我们看见我们身体里面要充满着生命
And this life will fill all of our bodies
充满着神的性情和神的成分
Filled with all God's divine nature and His image
我们完全与主调和在一起了
Completely we're now combined together with Christ
所以我们变成主的形象荣上又加上
Now we have been transformed to the image of Christ from glory to glory. But I would like to add one more thing to it. This glory not only speaks of the glory when the Lord returns, but this glory is for us who still live today. And this is what Romans 10 says in chapter
8. 11. 11. 所以保罗讲然后那叫主耶稣从死里复活的灵若住在我们的里面那叫主耶稣从死里复活的也必叫我们必死的身体活过来
If the spirit of him who dwells in you then this, him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body
叫我们这个必死的身体活过来不是将主耶稣来的时候那个改变是在说今天的
This giving life to your mortal body does not speak of the day when the Lord comes back again and changing our bodies It's today
本来这个身体是必死的但是今天我们因着这个叫主耶稣从死里复活的圣灵叫我们这个身体必死的身体能够活过来为主而活
Now this body is mortal supposedly But today because of the spirit of God Who is giving this life to our mortal body That today we could live for God even today
那就是罗马书第六章给我们讲的
And this is what Romans 6 tells us
我们本来这个肢体是献给罪
Now our, the members of our body were offered to sin as slaves.
我们这个肢体是献给不义做器皿的。
And also our members are given to unrighteousness for his, its vessels.
但是现在呢?
But what about now?
必死的身体活过来了。
The mortal body has now been given life.
的器皿了
We have now become the instruments of righteousness.
我们成了义的奴仆献给了神
We have now become the instruments of righteousness being offered to God.
过去我们是献给不义不法做奴仆以至于不法现在我们是献给义做奴仆以至于成圣
Now before we presented our members as slaves of lawlessness and uncleanness leading to more lawlessness but now we have presented our members to be slaves of righteousness for holiness
感谢神变成主的形象
we thank the Lord
荣上加荣
we have now been transformed to the image of Christ from glory to glory
弟兄姊妹这是大在金钱的奥秘啊
brothers and sisters isn't this the great mystery of holiness
神在我们的肉身可显现出来啊
that God could be made manifest in our flesh
基督的形象那个从我们的肉身从我们的人心中显现出来啊
Christ's image is now being revealed from our flesh and from our human nature
能够被天使看见啊
so that the angels could see
弟兄姊妹不是叫天使听见
brothers and sisters it's not for them to hear
是叫天使看见
but instead for them to see
哎呀今天我们看见先教先教哎呀这个好声响得不得了
Today we hear so much about this missions
哎呀有多少弟兄姊妹的确是很热心的参与这项工作
And there are so many brothers and sisters they are so zealously involved in this ministry
弟兄姊妹福音的传播不是光叫人听见的是叫人看见的
Brothers and sisters but the spreading of the gospel is not simply for men to hear but for men to see
加拉太书第一章保罗说他乐意将神的儿子启示在我的心中好叫我把他能够传给外邦把基督耶稣传到
Galatians 1 we read that it pleased the Father to reveal his son in me so that I may preach him among the Gentiles in the world.
把基督耶稣就是福音，对吧？什么叫福音？福音就是耶稣基督。我们今天不要说是没有叫人看见，连叫人听都没有听见。我们传是在哪里传的？我们不是传耶稣基督。
What is the gospel? The gospel is Christ Jesus. Today, as we share the gospel, sometimes we don't even allow people to hear him. But exactly what are we preaching? We are preaching Christ Jesus himself.
今天多少时候我们听见有人传福音，传了一个小时、两个小时，没有五分钟、十分钟是讲到主耶稣基督的。
Today, as we hear the gospel message, the message might last more than an hour, but less than 5 or 10 minutes is centered upon Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，不但要把主耶稣基督叫人听见，更重要的是让人能够看见神在肉身中能够显现出来。
Brothers and sisters, not only should we allow people to hear Jesus Christ, but also we need to allow them to see Jesus Christ.In the flesh, being revealed among us.
并且能够被天使看见。
And also being seen by the angels.
我想这是指着以弗所书第三章那里的一段话。
And I believe this refers to what is said in Ephesians 3.
保罗所讲的历史历代隐藏在创造万有之神里面的奥秘是怎样的安排的，就是协助教会，叫天上执政的、掌权的，能够得知神百般的智慧，这个奥秘是包含着神的智慧、神的能力在里头的。
This mystery which is hidden from ages in God through whom created the world through Jesus Christ to the intent that the manifold of wisdom of God may be made known to all principalities and powers. And this mystery includes the wisdom and the power of God.
哎呀，感谢神，看看保罗的身上。
We thank God that let's consider Paul.
保罗在第二章哥林多后书他说，感谢神率领我在基督里夸胜，叫我在各处传扬因认识耶稣基督而有的那个香气。
Now in 2 Corinthians, Paul says, chapter 2, Thanks be unto God who always lead us in triumph in Christ,to diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of God.
哎呀，保罗身上充满着基督的那个香气。
In Paul, he is filled with the fragrance of God.
叫人在基督的保罗身上见到了那个从死里复活的那一位基督。
So in him, people could see the very Christ who was raised up from the dead.
叫人认识了什么叫真理的仁义和圣洁。
So people could know what is called the true righteousness and holiness.
在保罗的身上叫人看见，叫人听见，叫人闻到。
Now in Paul, people could see, could hear, even smell it.
哎呀，这块臭肉、烂肉已经出去的肉，今天充满着香气，这是大灾近前的奥秘。
This stinky, rotten, with warmth, this flesh has now been filled with the aroma of Christ. This is the great mystery of godliness of God.
保罗写的书信，他讲的话。
Now all Paul's words and his epistles.
是神讲的。
It's also the word of God.
当然是出于圣灵的。
Of course it's from the Holy Spirit.
但是也是出于保罗自己的。
But also from Paul himself.
我们看见在这里保罗所发表的意见、看法是神的意见，是神的看法，也是保罗的看法，保罗的意见。
All the opinions and thinking that Paul expressed not only is his, but also God's.
是保罗是神所爱的，也是保罗所爱的；是神所恨的，也是保罗所恨的。
What Paul loves or what Paul hates is also what God hates or what God likes.
是神定规的，是神拣选的，也是保罗定规的，保罗拣选的。
Whatever is planned, predestined, chosen by God is also the same thing that Paul would do.
你看见吗？保罗那一个肉身，保罗那个人性。已经充满了神性而流露了出来，你分不清这是出于神的还是出于保罗的。
Do you see that Paul's human nature is now filled with the divine nature and outflowing from him? So you simply cannot tell whose is whose.
连在一起了。
They are now united, combined together.
基督的圣灵充满在保罗的灵、保罗的魂、保罗的身体里面。
Now Christ's life is filled inPaul's spirit, soul, and mind.
不光是灵里面，是他的魂里面彰显了出来。
Not only in Paul's spirit, but Christ's life is being revealed from his soul.
所以保罗在罗马书第十二章第一节说，弟兄们啊，我以神的慈悲劝你们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，这里讲到。
So in Romans 12, as Paul says, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you. Here he says, I beseech you.
这个爱是new爱, 不是old爱。
And this I is a new I, not the old I.
活着的不再是我, 是基督已经活在他的灵里面,魂里面,他的身体里面。
Because it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in his soul, his spirit, soul, and mind.
弟兄姊妹，你看他第格林多前书第七章，他讲到这个婚姻的问题。
Brothers and sisters, as you think of the question of marriage in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
他说，你们做姊妹的，若是你们丈夫过世了，那么你们就自由了。
And he says that, sisters, if your husbands are deceased, then you are free.
你可以随意嫁人的。
You could marry to whomever you wish.
你嫁人也不是犯淫乱。
Now, it's not a thing of fornication anymore.
因为你的丈夫过世了。
Because your husband is deceased.
你有这个自由。
So you have this freedom.
接下来他怎么讲？
And then what does he continue to say?
但是我的意见呢？
But, in my opinion,
你们能够受戒，受戒就是仍然守住你这个，就是不要嫁了。 我觉得是更有福，就是更快乐 ，happy， 这个更快乐。
He says, in my opinion, you will be happier if you remain as you are.
你仍然就是不嫁人了。
Which means that you do not get married again.
接下来他说，我想。
And he continued to say, I believe.
我自己也被圣灵感动了。
I am moved by the Spirit.
这个意见不光是我的意见。
So this suggestion is not only mine.
这个意见也是神的意见，圣灵的意见。你看见保罗和圣灵和神已经调和在一起，分不出这是我的意见呢，还是主的意见。
So this opinion is also the opinion of God and the Holy Spirit. Here you simply could not differentiate whose opinion is what. So they are all combined together.
哎呀，你去看看约翰也是一样，这是使徒们。
Now take a look at John, all these apostles.
使徒说，我讲这些话写给你们。
Apostle John says that I write these words to you.
我讲这些话写给你们。
I speak to you in these words.
这个I是谁啊？
Who is this I?
这个I是约翰，也是我们的主自己。
This I is John, but also our Lord himself.
这个I是约翰，也是圣灵的那个I。
Now this I is the I of John, but also is the I of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个new那个I。
And this is a new I.
小子们啊，我写信给你们。
Little ones, I write to you.
因为你们认识那位父。
Because you know the Father.
少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜过了那个恶者。
Young men, I write to you because you have overcome the wicked.
Elder就是这个老年，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你认识了那起初原有的。
Father, I write to you because you know the one from the beginning.
谁写信给他们？
Now, who writes these letters to them?
I, John. 也可以说这是圣灵写的。
Or we could say this is written by the Holy Spirit.
这是基督写的。
This is written by Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你现在懂吗？ 什么叫荣上加荣啊？
Beloved, do you now understand what it means?
为什么这就是神整个计划、整个旨意的中心啊？
Do you understand why this is the very center of God's purpose and God's plan, God's work?
现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着了。
It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me.
神得着了荣耀。
So God could be glorified.
这个我不是说，我再说，这个我不是消失掉了。
Let me say it again. This I does not disappear.
真相。 我们今天知道这个合金啊，合金就是有些金子是同铜合在一起的，或者是金子同铅合在一起了，称为合金。
Just as we know alloy, it's like the combination of gold with copper or gold with lead.
经过融化，高温融化，然后呢，都混在一起了。
They're melted together under high heat, and they are simply combined together.
你看见的是这块金子。
Then what do you see? Simply a piece of gold.
若是你不好的去填这个用化学的这个方法去这个提炼的话，你根本分不出，你就看见这块就是金子。
If you do not analyze with a chemical methods, then what you see is just a piece of gold.
但是呢，铜在哪里啊？铅在哪里？铅还在里头，铜还在哪里？但是我们看见铅已经没有分量，铅已经没有成分了，我们就看见只有金子，显出来的是那个金子的那个荣耀。
Now, where do you see the lead or the bronze? It's still there, but all we see what's being revealed simply is the glory of gold.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么？不是叫改变，这叫代替。
Brothers and sisters, what is it called? It's not called changing, but called replacement.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的工作不是改变，是改换。
Now, brothers and sisters, the work that God has been performing in us is not to change, instead is to replace.
以弗所第四章讲得很好，叫我们的心智改换也。心，让我们的心智，那是指着我们魂来讲的，改换一心。
It says so well in Ephesians 4 that the spirit of our mind would be renewed, which speaks of our soul.
我们常常喜欢讲变化，当然这个变化，这个我们很习惯的讲，哦，神怎么变化我们？但是你要知道，这个变化不是改变，这个变化是一个代替。
We often talk about transformation. We're very used to this kind of vocabulary. But you got to know this transformation is not changing. Instead, it's replacement.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个我是没有办法改变的。
Brothers and sisters, this I can never be changed.
再改也改不好的。
No matter how much work you put into it.
只有与基督同钉十字架。
The only way is for you to be crucified with Christ.
我常常我们讲，哎呀，我能够变得好一点就好了，我能够温柔一点好了，我脾气好一点就好了，我不要骄傲就好了，我能够圣洁一点好了。我常常还是讲我。
Brothers and sisters, we often say, if only I could be more holy, be more gentle, have better temperament, and I. This is what we've been talking about.
你这个我是你没有看到，你这个我是没有希望的，是没有盼望的，是该死的。
But you haven't seen that I simply is hopeless, is to be condemned, to be put to death.
这个像今天这个法律上有些这个犯人那个判五年十年有期徒刑，有些犯人是判死刑，马上就执行，为什么你知道吗？
Just as in law, some criminals would be sentenced into prison for 5 or 10 years, while others would be put to death right away. Do you know why?
这个犯人让他再关个五年十年，放出来可能还有希望。
Because this felon maybe after being in prison for 5 or 10 years, when he is released, maybe there's some hope for him.
可能对这国家还有一点好处。
Maybe he could be of some use to the country.
有些罪犯他是绝对没有希望的，绝对没有盼望。根据他所犯的罪，就判决他死刑。
But some other criminals are absolutely hopeless. According to the crime he committed, he deserved to die.
我们也是一样。
It's the same way with us.
以弗所第四章他说，我们这个旧人是渐渐变坏的，就是越变越坏，越变越坏，越变越坏的，不会越变越好，越变越好的。
In Ephesians 4, we read that this old man grows corrupt, which indicates that he is growing more and more corrupt. Never will he become good.
人的办法是改变。
Now, for human's methods, we're trying to patch up him up or change him.
宗教的方法是改变。
By religious methods, is to change him.
但是神不用改变的方法。
But God does not use this method of change.
神用一个改换替代的方法。
God used the method of replacement.
叫松树替代荆棘，叫番石榴替代蒺藜。蒺藜和荆棘是没有盼望的。
So instead of thorn, there should come up a cypress tree. And instead of a briar, there should come up this myrtle tree. Because thorns and briars simply are hopeless.
你不能把它改变的。
You simply cannot modify it or change it.
就像我一样的，我这个人是不能改变的，同你没有关系，只有一个替代。神的办法就是替换更新。
Just as I, who can never be changed, there is no other way God would deal with it, simply to replace it.
我将冠冕赐给锡安悲哀的人，期待会成。
Now God would give beautiful ashes for those who mourn in Zion.
不是把这个灰尘改变改变，不是的，把它搞一搞，不是把这个冠冕来替代那个灰尘。
Now God is not trying to somehow makes the change the dust. No, He simply gives the beauty to it.
把喜乐油替代悲哀，不是将悲哀改变改变，让他你让你那个喜乐，乃是把喜乐的油来替代你那个悲哀。
God would give this oil of gladness for mourning. He is not trying to change your mourning. He simply replaces it.
是用赞美衣替代我们忧伤的灵。
And God gives us this garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
我们感谢主，现在活着的不再是我，我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
We thank the Lord that it is no longer I who live, but I have been crucified with Him on the cross.
基督站在我的地位上了。
Christ is now standing in my position.
基督进来，我出去。
Christ comes in and I go out.
基督登上宝座，我从宝座上下来。
Christ is enthroned and I am dethroned.
基督搬进来，我搬出去。
Christ moves in and I move out.
感谢神。
We thank God.
基督在我身上能够流露出来。
Now Christ in me could be outflowed.
弟兄姊妹，时间已经到了。
Brothers and sisters, my time is up.
今天弟兄同我们念的这段经文，我们没有时间同弟兄姊妹交通了。
The passage our brother read together with us, I do not have time to share with you.
我只能在这里再提一提。
But I can only mention it briefly here.
有些弟兄姊妹可能听这些信息，你里面也会有一些嘀咕。
Now, some brothers and sisters, as you hear this kind of message, you might have some complaining or comments within you.
哎呀，为什么分得这么清啊？又是灵啊，又是魂啊，又是身体啊。
Well, you might ask, why do you differentiate them so close, clearly, whether you, the soul, the mind, the spirit?
今天最 popular 的神学是没有这样分的，它就是把灵魂就是两二元论，那就是只讲身体和灵魂。他说身体和灵魂是不能分的，所以我们只讲灵魂，我们只讲身体，没有什么灵，又是魂，又是身体。
The most popular theologies, they talk about the theory of dichotomy, which means you do not have three parts of your body, in your whole being, only two. Your spirit and soul are one, just that and your body.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚刚念的这一段，你自己回去再看一看。
But brothers and sisters, the passage we just read, go home, read it again.
主分得多么清楚。
How carefully our Lord has been separating them apart.
你们要尽心。
With all your heart.
尽心。
With all your soul.
尽意。
With all your mind.
尽力。
And with all your strength.
看见吗？
Do you see it?
什么叫尽心？
What is with all your heart?
我记得上一次我同弟兄们交通过，这个心在希伯来原文，这个 heart 常常是指作灵来讲的。
I remember I shared this with you in my last sharing that this heart in Hebrew language often speaks of your
spirit. 当然也有地方是指作魂来讲的。
But sometimes it also speaks of this soul.
但是西方的文学，特别是希腊文学，一讲到 heart 是指作大多数就指作魂来讲的。
In the Greek or Western mythology, whenever they speak of this heart, it speaks of the soul.
当然也有地方是指作灵来讲的。
Of course, there are other places that speaks of the spirit.
你看，比方这个罗马书第八章第十六节，他叫圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。这里的心其实应该翻译是灵，是灵，圣灵与我的灵一起证明我们是神的儿女。
Now in Romans chapter 8, the Chinese Bible says the spirit, the heart of God, but actually it is the spirit of God and our spirit testify that we are the sons of God.
这个加拉太书第六章保罗讲。这个有些弟兄偶然被过犯所胜，你们这些属灵的人应当用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
In Galatians chapter 6, he says that if any brother is overtaken by any trespass, those of you who are spiritual, restore such a one with a heart of gentleness, that is with the spirit of gentleness.
属灵的人
the
你应该好好的用爱心，用温柔去把他挽回过来。我想这里的心其实是灵来讲的。
Now, all of you who are spiritual, if you see your brother being taken by transgressors, you should restore him with the heart of love and gentleness, and this heart speaks of the spirit.
这是属灵的人。
And this is a spiritual man.
属灵的人不是光是定人的罪，批判人，定人家这辈人不是。
A spiritual man should never be the one who knows only how to condemn others, knows how to rebuke others, or knows how to put others down.
当然，我刚刚讲了，属灵的人有时也会发怒的。
Of course, I mentioned that spiritual man sometimes would become very angry.
但是这个怒是神的怒，你看见通神是调和的人，那个属灵人就是与神调在一起的，他的发怒也是神的怒。
But do you see that even his indignation should be the wrath of God? Their wrath are being combined together.
这个哥林多前书第四章，保罗讲：“我所气的愤恨，乃是神那样的愤恨。”所以你就看到一个，这个魂蒙拯救的人，就是他发怒的时候、发脾气的时候，这个脾气也是神的脾气，神的怒气。
Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we read that Paul says, "I'm jealous for you." With the godly jealousy. So you see, a person who has been saved, if he blows off, he is angry with the anger of God.
所以你看，属灵的人有爱心，不错，有温柔的心，属灵的人也会愤怒的。
So you see, a spiritual man would be a man with the heart, the spirit of gentleness and love, but also he would become indignant.
神也是一样的。
So is our God.
So you can see here, Lord Jesus, we don't have time to explain it. We can see this heart, this heart is the spirit, and here, Lord Jesus, in this passage,
So you see, when Jesus says in this passage, how carefully and in detail he simply divides them all up with all your heart, with your spirit, with your mind, with your strength, and with all your being. And this with your mind, it speaks of a very important part of your soul.
然后他就用你的这个尽你的力，力就是指着我们的身体。我们服侍主需要有一个健康的身体，需要用我们的。 有时候要流汗，甚至于为主要舍命，我们都在这个身体的里面。
And love your Lord with all your strength, which speaks of our this body. We need to sweat. We need to work hard. Sometimes we even have to die for Him.
哎呀，你看这个文士，文士回答的真好。他说，不但要用心，他还要用understanding。他把这个朋友分为 understanding，那就是用你的那一个悟性。 那个 mind， 这个你要了解神的爱，你越是了解神的爱，你就是越是爱神。这是那个文士回答的非常的这个 smart。
And the scribe gave a very smart answer because he also said, not only with your heart, but with your understanding. This is the spiritual understanding. You have to understand how God loves you.
那你就会更爱神。
Then you will love Him more.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得。 我们念神的话，我们要深入的、细腻的去念。所有的属灵的真理、属灵圣经的这个教训，都是非常细腻的。我们不要囫囵吞枣的，这个敷衍潦草的，看过我就懂了。你以为懂了，其实你根本还不懂。
Brothers and sisters, as you read God's word, you have to read it in depth, and you have to read it carefully. Do not just swallow it all up in one gulp. You think you've got it, but you really don't know it.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹。 我们若是要真正的在我们的属灵的生命上能够长大成熟，我们要真正的能够在属灵的侍奉敬拜上，我们有确切的认识的话，你必须要把灵魂身体分得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to be mature and grow up spiritually, if you really want to have this kind of spiritual worship and service, you have to be able to divide very clearly. Among this spirit, soul, and body.
今天教会最大的难处，为什么对着敬拜那样的混乱，就是不懂什么叫敬拜是出于你的灵，出于你的魂，还是出于根本就是出于你的身体、你的肉体的。
Why is it today there is such chaos among church worship? It's simply you do not understand whether your worship is simply from your spirit, from your soul, or even from your own body.
求神。 他那个极大又宝贝的应许能够早日成全在我们的身上。
We ask God that this great and exceedingly precious promise of His could be soon fulfilled in us.
我们怎么能够来成全？我想今天已经没有时间了。
But how could we fulfill this?
我想明年若是有神还有这个应许的话，我还可以同弟兄姊妹继续的来交通。
Now today, being pressed by time, I do not have time to share with you further more. But Lord willing. Lord willing, next year when we come back together, maybe we could share more on this thing.
对不起，今天我过了大概十分钟的时间。
Now, excuse me, I have taken 10 more minutes of yours.
我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head as pray.
父啊，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you and we worship you.
你给我们这么宝贝又极大的应许。
You have given us this exceedingly great and precious promise.
你的应许在基督里都是是的。
That all